Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Y'all know what time it is.
Save big money at Menards.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
But if you could please throw up the playoff picture in the NFC, but keep the pick. Here's what it proved. I just want this to be my new profile picture on the internet. Because isn't that a beautiful thing? Your first place Chicago Bears at 7-3. Bears are going to the playoffs. They are. It's a race to 10.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. You don't have to wait anymore. He's here right now. Joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Danny Parkins. Download the Circa app. Do it today. You can check out Danny on the newly expanded First Things First. That's from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. Danny, it's me, Marshall. How you doing? Clay Harper's also in studio with you.
Clay, thanks for wearing a jacket so I don't feel emasculated. That's good, man. That's good. I appreciate that.
Pleasure, man. Anytime.
He did have that off for a segment. I just want to point that out. I think he put it back on for you and your securities.
That's good. No, when Clay walked into the studio one time in a tank top, I was like, what's about to happen here? I was very intimidated. It's like when I did TV hit sometimes on Fox 32, and it was me, Anthony Heron, and Shea Pepler Cornett. I was like, you guys are too attractive. Like, what is going on? Like, it was very uncomfortable to look like me and be in HD with those people.
That is the risk you take when you decide that you want to go into the media field. And if you go from radio to television, you realize real quick, especially the bigger the show gets, that dang, I got to step my something up, right?
But it's okay. Now I sit next to Nick Wright. So now it's like, I'm like, okay, yeah, now me and him are like, it's kind of cool and it's easy, and that one's easy. But yeah, sitting next to Shea was rough, man. Like all your imperfections come out in 4K. That was rough.
That's a perfect analogy for what we're seeing with these Bears, because, you know, they look good right now, but they're about to be sitting next to a lot of good teams. So their imperfections may come out and end up in L's instead of dubs in the win column. I know you said they're going to the playoffs. I think the opportunity is certainly there. I have not declared that yet. But let's be honest. They need to win 3 out of the next 7 games. And I can see 3 possible wins. It's like spades. I don't know if you're a spades player. But I can see 3 and a possible. They could get to 11 in my mind.
I know spades, but I was more of a dreidel guy than spades, just culturally.
Big euchre guy over here. Euchre was my favorite.
I'm not surprised.
It was a joke.
Yeah, you know. The point being, Danny, these Bears they have a prime opportunity here. I'll start with the question we opened up this show with. Do you care whether or not Aaron Rodgers plays? Wouldn't you rather just get the 8th win and not have to face Aaron Rodgers if that's the easiest way to do it?
No. And frankly, I think anybody who would rather play the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers is not a real fan. Like, you don't have to be logical all the time.
Sure you do.
No, you don't. Like, fan is short for fanatic. Like, that's not what we're here for. Like, This team is not going to win a Super Bowl. They're not. And so is it a marginally more difficult game on Sunday if Aaron Rodgers plays instead of Mason Rudolph? Yes, it is marginally more difficult. But part of what is great about sports is the entertainment and the nostalgia and the trash talking and the memories and the history. Aaron Rodgers is 25 and 5 against the Bears. It's the third best record for a quarterback with at least 25 starts. It's Brady against the Bills, and it's Ben Roethlisberger against the Browns, and then it's Rodgers against the Bears. And he's got a 107.3 passer rating against the Bears, which is the most in the history of the NFL for any quarterback that's made at least 25 starts against the team. And he's won 80% of his games at Soldier Field. He's 12-3. So, like, I want to exercise those demons. I want to send him out with a loss. Caleb Williams, he's called him his football goat. He said that he's modeled his game after him. It would be incredible for Caleb if he got to say that he was 1-0 against Aaron Rodgers, his football hero. But more importantly, it would be amazing to be able to say that for all of Aaron Rodgers' accomplishments against the Bears, he was 0-1 against Caleb Williams, because he's never going to get another shot at it. So I'm fine with, well, the Bears have a 63% chance of winning the game against Mason Rudolph, but they have a 58% chance of winning the game against Aaron Rodgers. Like, fine. Like, I just want to be maximum entertained here, because this season's not ending with the Super Bowl anyway, so you may as well have fun along
no,
the way.
No, no, no. See, I don't think it's marginal, the difference. I don't think Clay thinks it's marginal either, the difference.
It is marginal.
Do you think it's marginal, Clay?
What do you think the point spread would be if Mason Rudolph was declared the starter?
Oh, that's not how I'm judging this, but I'm guessing the line wouldn't move much because the Bears are already favored.
Exactly. They'd be favored a little more.
Yeah, that's not how I'm measuring this. I'm just saying I understand that Aaron Rodgers gets rid of the ball really quickly, 2.5 seconds per throw, excuse me, and that Mason Rudolph is more of a system game manager style quarterback. And the way Dennis Allen's defense has been playing and not pressuring people, I like their chances to not get picked apart, carved up, if you will, by one Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, Aaron Rodgers is going to do something that Mason Rudolph is probably incapable of doing. Also, to exercise demons against a guy with one arm, I understand the emotional attachment to that idea. I really do.
Do you?
But no, no, I do. I do. But listen to this. Listen to this, Danny. You talk about being fanatical. Like, be a fanatic in the freaking playoffs, because that's where you get to go if you just win the game. That's, you could be a fanatic longer.
You're favored against Aaron Rodgers. You can beat Aaron Rodgers, right? It is possible that the Bears
It's possible. Yes, it is possible. It is more likely that you win if you have Mason Rudolph back there.
How much more likely?
A little more likely?
Yeah, a little more likely. And I'm giving you 15 years of history.
I know the history.
To say that it's okay, I am willing to sacrifice a little more likely for a shot at beating Aaron Rodgers.
What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers? What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers? Just answer the question. What happens if they lose to Aaron Rodgers?
That would suck. But it would be like, you know what? I'm used to it. Like, I've experienced it before. That, you know what I mean? Like, I know that pain. It would be a bummer. And he would get to say, I still own you. And his record would be, I mean, like, wow.
And then Caleb Williams would be 0-1 all time against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely. But they'd go from Aaron Rodgers would go from 25-5 against the Bears to 26-5. Somehow I think I'd be able to handle it. But the 1-0 for Caleb would be amazing. Like, this is a new era of Bears football. I don't want to live in fear of Aaron Rodgers. Like, Caleb can beat this guy. The Bears can beat this version of Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, if you're scared, get a dog, Marshall.
Here's what I alluded it to, Danny, and I go back to my time with, say, the Jaguars, the Eagles, and if they're telling me DeMarcus Ware is questionable, I'm on the Eagles, I know we got to double team him every play, we're going to change the game plan if he's there, and I'm not saying that's Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, but if they tell me he's not playing, Oh, great. Perfect. We can run a different offense. I don't have to worry about chipping all game. I don't have to worry about being in the backfield and checking protection. We can run a different offense. It gives us a better probability to win the game. If he does play, perfect. Fine. I'm not scared. I'm going to go hit this guy in the mouth and give him everything I got. But I do know that DeMarcus Ware is better than Anthony Spencer, who's backing him up. And I got a better chance of running a different style offense than I did if he wasn't playing. And I know it's not as big of a difference as it once was. But I think Aaron Rodgers definitely gives him a better opportunity. 107 passer rating, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 67% completion percentage. This guy isn't playing that bad of football. That offensive line is fine, but he gets the ball out so quick and has seen so many coverages, you are not going to confuse this guy into getting the turnovers that you could against Mason Rudolph when you lead the league in doing such.
Point conceded. Don't care.
I love that. You're right, Clay, but I don't care.
Yeah, right, exactly, because this is sports. And by the way,
it's great theater.
Ask a Steelers fan right now, like poll 1,000 Steelers fans who they would rather have play, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. It's not 1,000 Aaron Rodgers, zero Mason Rudolph. It isn't. They're not thrilled with how Aaron Rodgers has looked this year. Mason Rudolph has won plenty of games.
But Steelers fans are spoiled, entitled, and arrogant. I know that because I've dealt with them. I lived in Pittsburgh. I covered the Steelers. They think a bad year, like they, more than 50% of them want Mike Tomlin fired. They're not as smart as they're not a smart enough group for me to be concerned about what they think.
My point is that Mason Rudolph has won a lot of football games. Like this is, and by the way, the Bears lost to Snoop Huntley.
They did. Absolutely.
Snoop Huntley put up 30. Joe Flacco put up 470 yards and 4 touchdowns.
So what do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do?
My point is, what do you think Mason Rudolph's going to do? The Bears can get carved up by anybody.
Yeah,
is the point.
Mason Rudolph was 1-4 with the Tennessee Titans. I know in 2003 he led the Steelers to that 3-0 end of the season, led them into the playoffs, had a solid year, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. They did lose to the Buffalo Bills, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception in that playoff game, but he did a good job there. But let's not forget he was 1-4 with the Titans, and I know he's playing with the Titans and what they do to quarterbacks, but I do think there's a little bit better of an opportunity for a win.
Guys, objectively there is. Objectively, there is. Of course, there is a little bit better of a chance that the Bears beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph than Aaron Rodgers. No one is disputing that. What I am saying is that I am willing to risk the marginal larger chance of a loss for the significantly better feeling I would get of beating Aaron Rodgers than losing to Aaron. You understand?
Like, I think Chicago's with you. I think Chicago's with you.
They are. And I, you know,
yeah, you know why? Because they're Bears fans.
Yeah, no, I get it. What I'm saying is, I'm looking at it through the numbers. I'm just trying to get you to from point A, which is the beginning of the season. New head coach.
I am a numbers guy. What I am saying is, what are the Bears favored at right now? 3? They're favored by 3?
It was 2.5 or 3 last time I checked.
If Mason Rudolph plays, it's like 1.5.
Okay, I'm saying to you that
it's
was
like 4.5.
4.5. Maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about like a point and a half on the point spread difference if it was announced today that Mason Rudolph is the starter at most. Like, yeah. I really don't think we're not talking about going from Josh Allen to Mitch Trubisky here. this is not Lamar Jackson to Snoop Huntley, who's worth 7 points on the line.
I've seen Aaron Rodgers become Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
That was a different man.
Okay.
That was
okay.
A different man.
Okay. And to your point, Danny, they've been carved up by a lot of people. Do you remember what happened before Russell Wilson took the field in the Giants game?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, they were going to lose to Jackson Dart. But exactly. Dude. Marshall, they're not winning a Super Bowl. They're not very good.
But playoff experience is valuable. You'll give me that, right? If they can get to the playoffs, that is an experience that they don't have to worry about going through for the first time with Caleb Williams as a quarterback, with Ben Johnson as the head coach, with this younger team. That's what I'm like. Just get to the playoffs and let the cards fall where they may, because now you're playing in games and you understand going through the motions, what it takes to get to the playoffs, all of that.
Sure, but I also saw a Bears team a couple of years ago. What was it? 2019?
18? Yeah, you're talking about Matt Nagy, 12-4.
No. The one against the Saints. Like the 12-4, you went in with expectations and the double doink. That.
2020.
Two years later, when you play, when you're the last seed and you won eight games or whatever it was, and you went in against the Saints and you got dog walked, like there wasn't a ton of like experience gained from that. Like it's yes, I want the Bears to make the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs. And by the way, I think they can make the playoffs by playing Aaron Rodgers. And if they lose to Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, we still come in here on Monday morning, and they can still make the playoffs.
I agree with that, too, but I'm trying to get them to the division title. I don't know. I'm trying to do maybe impossible things. Dan, we got a text here. We got a text here from, 217? Yeah, now I've lost it because the texts are flying in. Oh, my goodness. Would Parkins be willing to get his nipples pierced if Rodgers beats the Bears?
No. Just because I'm...
What are you talking about? Just minimal?
Just because I'm friends with Andrew Filippone doesn't mean I do the same things that he does. I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that type of thing anymore, Marshall. I don't need to. I don't need to do
He's
that.
Like, I made it. I don't need to do that crap anymore. Yeah. I got you, Danny. I got you.
I'm now respectable. I dress up like a king and make NFL gambling picks on national television.
Speaking of that, I was watching your show, man, and I saw your top 10 teams list. And I was a little surprised, not surprised, but the Bears weren't on it. I want to know where the Bears are on that top 10 teams list and if you have them ahead of the Steelers and the Packers.
Well, it's a good question because it's a top 10 list.
Yeah, so I mean, let's go top 20. Where are the Bears and the Steelers?
Exactly. I don't spend as much time on the rankings between 11 and 20.
I think Clay just wants to know, do you have them in your mind right now ahead of the Steelers and or the Packers?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes, the Steelers, and no, the Packers, if I'm being totally honest with you. Like, I think that the thing that I trust most, if I was doing like Bears-Packers, Packers offense, Packers defense, Bears offense, Bears defense, I think the thing I trust most is the Packers defense of those four units. They've got losses to what, Cleveland when they gave up 13, Philly when they gave up 10, and Carolina when they gave up 16. Like the Packers very easily could be undefeated right now. So I think the Packers, Jordan Love makes boneheaded decisions that sometimes he gets penalized for and sometimes he doesn't. Like I'm not a huge fan of his game. I love that they're thinking about firing Matt LaFleur, which would just be completely idiotic. I think they need to pass the ball on first down a little bit more. I think he's been a little bit too conservative with his play calling, trying to get the running game started. I think the Tucker Kraft injury was big for Green Bay. So and I picked Green Bay to miss the playoffs before the year and the Bears to make it. But I just think the Bears' injuries on defense, I can't quite get there yet if I want to be honest and not just a total homer. The Steelers, they spend more money on any team in the NFL on their defense, and they've got some real bad tape out there. So, sometimes they look great. That game against Indianapolis where that game looked amazing, but they got a lot of duds on their schedule as well. So I think their offense is pretty predictable. You were talking about the snap and throws and all of that in terms of how quickly they're getting it out with Rodgers. He clearly doesn't want to take hits at this stage of his life. And so I think the Bears I would have just ahead of the Steelers and just behind the Packers. But that's a good question. But thankfully, it's top 10 Tuesday. It's not top 16 Tuesday, you know? It doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
No, I get it. And Danny, we appreciate you, as always, stopping by every week because I do enjoy these conversations, these discussions that we have, even if it can get a bit contentious, although I don't think today was contentious. But you have got the text line riled all the way up. They love what you're saying. They hate us. They think Clay's from out of town, which is hilarious. And he's the second time. Russell Dorsey was on our show earlier today, Danny, and they were like, oh, Russell doesn't know he's from out of town. Russell grew up right here.
I'm born in Libertyville, baby. Yeah, I lived
lifelong
in Dwight,
Bears fans. They just
Dwight,
hate
Illinois,
the message,
my whole life.
So they want to blame the messenger. But thanks so much for stopping by.
Reasonable minds can disagree. And I wish I was dealing with two reasonable minds on this subject. But, that's just kind of how it has to be.
And I got to say, Danny, I love the show, man. I watch you guys every night, man. It's fun.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And by the way, I will also just say this. I think this is a great talk radio topic, the Rodgers thing. But I also think it's likely moot because Aaron Rodgers, I think, and he's alluded to this, like part of the reason he chose Pittsburgh was because of what the schedule, like that he got to play Green Bay one more time, that he got to play Chicago. Like he knew that. He's going to play. Like Rodgers is going to play. I know they're not going to announce it, but he wants to play against the Bears badly. They're fighting for playoff position. They're trying to hold off the Ravens. So I think it's a great talk radio topic. I'm doing the monologue on it today. On First Things First, so Bears fans can catch that. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very good. But I think ultimately this is going to be a lot of wasted breath because I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to play on Sunday.
All right, Danny Parkins giving his opinion. For more from him, you can catch him every day, First Things First, the newly expanded edition, 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. Thanks, Danny.
See you guys.
All right, we get back to the Kyler Gordon discussion. His 21-day practice window has been activated. Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris, with more on that here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
With Kyler's window opening, what do you sort of anticipate shaking off the nickel? And has CJ done enough that you want to get both those guys out?
Yeah, I mean, I think CJ is definitely a playmaker. And so he's a guy that we're going to want on the field. And when we feel good about Kyler being ready, we'll make sure we have a good plan in place in terms of how we set that up.
Ben Johnson talking about future plans when he has a little more optionality. That coming because of the announcement today by the Bears that Kyler Gordon has been designated for return and opened his 21-day practice window. So reinforcements as Kyler Gordon on the mend, Jalen Johnson on the mend, TJ Edwards not hitting the club, but clubbed up and ready to make some tackles in the near future. Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris, hanging out with you on this edition of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Mark, Layla, they have the day off. We have had so much fun interacting with you who think that we don't know much about Chicago. Clay, just for the people one more time, where are you from again originally?
I am born in Libertyville, Illinois. I lived in Waukegan till I was 10, and I'm from Dwight, Illinois. I went to middle school and high school in Dwight, Illinois, which is about 70 miles south, and my mom still lives there, my aunts, my family. I was just down there last weekend watching the Dwight Trojans in the football playoffs. So,
are they still alive?
No, they just lost, but they made it Class A. I was Class A. I'm a small town kid, cornfield, very small town, but that's where I'm from. I've lived in the city of Chicago ever since I got drafted. When I was in Philly, half the year in Philly, half the year in the Chicago, so I could be close to all my family that lives in Joliet, Waukegan, Libertyville, and Dwight.
What team did you grow up rooting for in the National Football League?
Bears. I mean, Bears since I could breathe. Went to my first Bears game at 4 years old. Cubs. Big Cubs fan since I can remember. My dad forced us to go to the White Sox, too. I don't mind the Sox. And then Bulls. Big time Bulls. I used to watch the old Jordan days. Chicago Bulls. So.
Oh, so you're old. I got old. It.
Yeah. 39, yeah. Man. 39.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you. I just wanted to clarify that for some of the texters who have just been on our rear ends because, I don't know, we want to get the Bears to, 10, 11 wins as quickly as possible before anybody else gets hurt. I don't think that's a bad idea.
No, here, Marshall, just listen to this according to Pro Football Focus, and I know they're not the end-all, be-all, but with a win, this is the playoff outlook, with a win, the Bears have a 69% chance to make the playoffs.
Nice.
With a loss, they have a 40% chance to make the playoffs. That's 30 percentage points. I don't know. That's an A to a C back where I went to college at Missouri State. So, I mean, yes, that's a big deal. If you can get even a little bit of a boost, an increase of probability of winning the football game, you can maybe implement a few things in that defensive game plan. You can be a little bit more aggressive on offense because you don't have to worry about a certain player, the quarterback. Then, yes, I'm okay with that. If he does play, bring it on. We're going to bring everything we got to try to beat our guy. But what I'm saying is, to get to the playoffs, whatever it takes, if he's not playing, it is not a bad thing.
This would be a good time to remind people that last year the Seattle Seahawks went 10-7 and did not make the playoffs. So that is a thing. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think 10 wins gets you in. Meanwhile, Kyler Gordon coming back, this is a big, big deal because Kyler Gordon is arguably the best player when healthy that the Bears have on defense. I'm not overstating things in your opinion when I say that. Am I Kyler Gordon best Bears defensive player when everybody's healthy?
I mean, it's close between him and Jalen Johnson, yeah. I would say. But yeah, he's the most versatile and he can probably cause the biggest difference. I know a shutdown corner can cause a difference, but I've already alluded to it. This guy can line up anywhere. He can tackle like a linebacker, but cover like a cornerback. He is one of the more physical corner, nickel corners that you will find. He's good at guarding in that corner. And like I said, the Bears are giving up the 28th highest yards per target to the slot receiver. Kyler Gordon changes that as soon as he steps on the field.
So Kyler Gordon, we don't know when he's coming back. We just know that the window has been opened. And I'm looking at that Green Bay game the week after the Black Friday game against the Eagles. So 2 weeks from now, if that's a thing, I think the Bears are going to be in good shape. My question to you, Clay Harbor, is what do you think their ceiling is with Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards, and Jalen Johnson all back in the fold? Like, if they can find a way, let's just say they split the next two games, right? I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
They're 8-4. And now they've got all three of those guys back. And they may get some of those pieces back sooner. But if they're 8-4 heading into the first Green Bay game, don't you feel like the chances of them winning three out of the next five go up exponentially higher? And that's a chance at 11 wins and possibly a division title if you can split with the Packers and win against Detroit?
Oh, absolutely. I think that exponentially, yes, that is exactly what you're looking for. First, let me unpack this part of your question because what is concerning about this year, and obviously, like we said, I played 9 years in the league, had a lot of experience with players getting injured. What, to me, is a concern when Kyler Gordon is out, comes back, re-injures something. TJ Edwards, out, comes back, re-injures something. Jalen Johnson, out, comes back, re-injure something. You need to make sure these guys are healthy. There is a trend there. If it's one player, okay, freak accident, there's a disconnect. Maybe he told you he's healthier than he was. Two guys? Now I start to wonder, how do you do this to two of your star players? Two of your highest paid players go out, you put them back out there, and now you lose them for more time? And then three? This happens to the third guy? You think he's healthy, he's ready to go, and he plays one game, and he's back on the injured list. Okay, so let's make sure these guys are healthy. If they are, when they are completely ready, it is a huge boost for this team. You start looking at matchups. Let's just talk about next Friday. We're talking Black Friday with the Eagles. Kyler Gordon's one of the few guys I like to match up with Dallas Goedert. He could even be a guy that can run with Devontae Smith. You got Jalen Johnson back out there. He's a guy that you don't feel terrible with guarding A.J. Brown. I mean, these are matchup issues. T.J. Edwards played linebacker on the Eagles. He's a guy that could tackle Saquon. Tremaine Edwards could tackle Saquon. The NFL is a matchup-oriented league, and you're piecing things together with duct tape when you don't have players that you are confident just winning matchups. Now you're trying to put players in certain situations to where you're scheming them into wins, to where in some situations you can just scheme them into one-on-ones and you know they'll win that situation. And I think that's what you're getting back with TJ, with Kyler, and with Jalen Johnson.
Talking with Clay Harbor from CHSN's The Big Pro Football Show. You can catch that each and every evening on CHSN at 5:30, right? I got the time right?
5:30.
Yeah. And also a former NFL linebacker, so he knows what he's talking about. And because he is a former NFL linebacker, I do want to ask you this. Can you take me inside the training room when we're talking about a guy who's injured now coming back from injury and what that process is like, what kind of checks you have to have before they let you get back out there for an situation like Kyler's today, the 21-day practice window, and what we saw last week with Jalen Johnson, same thing, coming off of a surgery to opening up that 21-day practice window.
Okay, I've had 10 surgeries. I've had a bunch of surgeries. I mean, I've been injured. Didn't miss a lot of games, but I had a lot of surgeries in the postseason and been banged up a lot. So this is something I'm very familiar with, unfortunately. The training room. There was one time in my career I thought maybe I was out there a little early, and that was even after I tried to come back a certain game, and they held me out just to be safe. And then they put me back in next week, and I remember almost pulling my calf. I had a strained calf, and that's a harder injury than it looks. And I remember a couple times it grabbed on me, and if I would have just went a little bit too hard, I'm out again for another 3-4 weeks. But you feel pressure in certain situations. Mercedes Lewis was our starting tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I felt compelled to get out there because we had a couple young guys, practice squad caliber guys playing. They wanted to give us a better chance to win. Ended up playing, had a solid game, whatever. But sometimes you do feel pressured to get out there in certain situations, and I'm sure that's what TJ felt, that's what Jalen felt, and that's what Kyler felt. But you do have a checks and balances. You got to get on field. You got to show that you can get through a week of practice. You get through the week of practice. Now you're in the conversation to come back. But most teams will put you through that week of practice. If you look good, okay, that's one check. We're going to put you through an entire next week of practice before we put you on the field. Give them 2 weeks to make sure you are healed. Because you know when the bullets start flying, when the bullets are for real, when you know you're not getting hit with rubber bullets, you react a little bit different. You move a little bit quicker, and the reflexes come, and you end up tweaking something again.
What you talked about percentages, like playoffs going from 40% if they lose
to 69%
yeah. if they win. Yes, it is nice. I want to know if they don't have those guys back. How does that ceiling change for this season? If they have to play the next 3 weeks, let's say, without those guys, do you feel like that changes things abundantly, or do you still think they have a chance to win these three games that are upcoming, beginning with the Steelers? I mean, we got three teams in a row now who are good football teams. I'm sorry, I won't say good because that's relative, but winning football teams. They all have winning records.
I think they can beat this Steelers team with the team they got right now, minus Jalen, minus TJ, minus Kyler. I think the Eagles are going to be tough, right? We see what the Eagles do. They just continue to win football games. People counted them out last week against the Lions. It wasn't pretty, but they won the football game. They bottled up the Lions. They got a really good defense this year. Vic Fangio, we all know Vic Fangio around here. This guy has been in his bag. Their trade of Jalen Phillips is going to be one of the best deals of the trade deadline, maybe even the entire offseason this year. The two games he's played with the Eagles, this guy has just been wrecking opposing offenses. You see what he was doing to Jared Goff last week. Jalen Carter playing well. Nolan Smith, their other edge rusher, comes back. That's going to be a really tough game. I don't know if the Bears have enough to beat them. I think it's possible any given Sunday. But the following week,
Packers. Division.
If you are able to get these guys back, if you get TJ, if you get Kyler, even if you just get Kyler and JJ out there, that helps you immensely. You can start seeing some of the Dennis Allen man-to-man schemes with the crazy blitzes that he runs because he trusts his defensive backs. I think that'll be huge. You can confuse Jordan Love. Yes, he's a good quarterback, but he will give you the ball if you get a little bit of pressure on him and you confuse him. You can disguise coverages on this guy. He will throw it to the other team. I think that's the one thing that you've seen this year is Jordan Love will give the ball to the other team, and he's not the quarterback that maybe coming into the year a lot of people thought he was at this point. They missed Tucker Kraft a lot more than they thought. Obviously, Josh Jacobs is coming off an injury. It looks like he'll be okay and will be ready for the Bears game. But weapons-wise, without Tucker Kraft, Christian Watson hasn't panned out. Matthew Golden's having an okay year. Romeo Doubs, you like the matchups that Bears defense will give you if you have Kyler, Jalen back, and you have the rest of the team ready to go.
I like the Bears to get to 10 wins. I like the idea that the Bears could get to 11 wins. I'm taking that 11 off the table, though, if they lose this week against the Steelers. That's why they need this win so badly. That's why I've been an advocate of by any means necessary. I know you want to put Aaron Rodgers in a body bag. I get it. I would like to see that as well. Aaron Rodgers is just like one of those figures. He is a lightning rod. And that's not even speaking on his football and what he's done to the city of Chicago. I just think as a person, he is a lightning rod because he says crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's no one's favorite guy except maybe Caleb Williams, who modeled his game after him, as Danny pointed out.
Luckily, we'll, not his personality.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But we're going to take a timeout. When we switch gears, check this out. LeBron James is back to playing basketball, and he's setting records, and he's also getting hilarious comments from his new teammates. Wait until you hear what one of his teammates had to say about a specific achievement that LeBron accomplished last night. That's when we come back with more Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Score. It's Caleb, excuse me, not Caleb, it's Clay Harbor in for Mark and Layla here on this Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
And Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, it's about that time. Getting ready to roll out here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla, Mark, they've got the day off. That means Clay Harbor has been kind enough to join us for the last few hours here in studio from CHSN's Big Pro Football Show. Pulling double duty today. You can catch him later on at 5:30. On CHSN. Any big topics I need to know about that you guys will be talking about today? No, obviously, man. Kyler Gordon's return, right?
Kyler Gordon return. Obviously, talk about Caleb, the tight end situation. We did a little bit of that here today. Talk about my favorite matchups for the Bears-Steelers game. We did a little bit of that today, too. So, yeah, it'll be a good show.
I like this. Clay Harbor doubling up, sharing the studio with me. You know what, Clay? You could be out there playing. You're 39. I know a guy who's 40 who's still playing.
Unreal.
LeBron James played basketball last night, making his season debut in a 140-126 win over the Utah Jazz. James, 11 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds in 30 minutes as the Lakers dropped a season high in points. He made a driving layup in the third quarter to extend his streak of double-digit scoring performances to a record 1,293 games. That's every game he's played in since January 6th, of 2007. Clay, what were you doing in 2007?
2007, I was in college.
And yet, LeBron James is just out here scoring double figures, and he's still scoring double figures.
23 seasons. First player to ever play 23 seasons, breaking a tie with Vinsanity, Vince Carter.
And you know, when you've played 23 years, you've gone up against guys and their dads, and you've played with guys and their sons, and it's crazy, right? Well, listen to what DeAndre Ayton had to say, his new teammate, Lakers center DeAndre Ayton, had to say about playing with LeBron after the game.
I was just telling him a fun fact. You know, he threw me an alley-oop. I said, that's my second alley-oop from you. The first one was when I was in eighth grade at your camp. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy, you know, just seeing all of that. So it was fun.
What did he say to you?
Yeah, he laughed. You know, he laughed. He's asking me when it was. And I was telling him it was the LeBron James camp in Las Vegas, you know. And, yeah, I remember the play and everything. You know, he was court hopping and, you know, was playing with the campers. And I remember the one play of him in the drill with me. And, you know, he threw that alley-oop and I finished it. I couldn't believe he threw it. And here I am again. You know, can't believe he threw the lob.
That's DeAndre Ayton talking about LeBron throwing him an oop in eighth grade. DeAndre Ayton's 27 years old now. I just want to put that in perspective for you. LeBron's been doing this for a long time. And I got to say, I am impressed. I still don't think he's number one on the all-time GOAT list. I think that's Michael Jordan, but maybe that's
the longevity list. Yes, he's not the GOAT. I don't even got him top three.
Longest prime. Wait, who do you have top three?
Well, maybe he's third, but I got Mike. I got Kobe. And then maybe I'll put LeBron at number three. Yo.
Who did you have at number three when you said not top three? Who was that person that was occupying the three spot in your mind when you said that?
I mean, I could go Wilt. I could go Bill Russell. I could go Magic. I could even go Larry. You know, I'm saying like...
Is LeBron in your top 10? Let me just ask that.
LeBron's top five for sure. But I'm not saying he's on the same level. There was two guys with the mentality, that killer instinct that you knew in the fourth quarter, last shot, where it's going to take that shot, was going to hit that. That's Kobe and Michael. The closest thing we've ever seen to Michael was Kobe. People forget about how much of a killer the Black Mamba was.
No one's forgotten about the Black Mamba, RIP.
Longevity-wise, yes, I'll give it to LeBron. But in their prime, these guys were different animals than what LeBron is.
One of the things we never got that I wish we had gotten is a LeBron-Kobe finals. We never got that, though. So, no. I get it. But, okay. So, LeBron, as you know, missed the beginning of the season. He had a problem. I'll tell you what that problem is in a moment. Or I could just let you listen to these guys on the radio explain what this condition was called. Go ahead. Play it.
On Brugler, he actually has him fourth. He has him as a first, second round grade and number 30 overall.
Okay.
Now, of course, again, I think that's got to be largely about the injury. You're talking about a microdiscectomy.
Ugh.
Okay. By the way, I didn't even realize this. He also has had a torn ACL in the past. And sciatica symptoms from lifting weights that required a different surgery. So two surgeries plus an ACL.
What was that last word?
Hold on, let me find it again. Sciatica. Sciatica, and I may be totally butchering that, symptoms from lifting weights.
You probably sciatica. Are.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's sciatica. Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. Oh, my gosh. I should have to sit in the corner for the rest of the show.
Sciatica.
Sciatica. What a moron I am. Right. I had no idea that's how you spell sciatica.
There we go.
Sciatica. That's what LeBron had that kept him out of action. Sciatica. Got that, Clay? Those are a couple
sciatica.
Of
sciatica.
Yeah, it is sciatica.
Not fun, though.
Not fun. Have you had sciatica?
I haven't had sciatica, but I've had a few teammates that have, and they've been... they voiced pretty loudly how it's not a lot of fun to try to play with sciatica.
Sciatica.
Sciatica. Those are hosts from 102.5, The Game in Nashville, explaining that injury. And, you know, sometimes words jump up and they get you, Clay.
No, absolutely. Since we're on basketball, do you think the Bulls will beat the Blazers in Portland tonight?
Why, are you about to put something on it?
No, I'm just curious. I think that, you know, the Bulls obviously had the 5-game losing streak. They had the big win against the Nuggets. Loved how they were able to come out, beat the Joker, Jamal Murray, big shot by Vooch in the end. Kevin Huerter, big shot there. I love their role players, their bench hitting 66 points. They outscored the bench of the Nuggets 66-9, one of the best benches in the league, if you ask me. I think Io DeSumo deserves sixth man of the year at this point. I think that this is a legit team. Josh Giddey's almost averaging a triple-double, all-star. Thank you. So what's your thoughts on this Bulls team?
I think the Bulls are going to win 45 games and they're going to the playoffs. I'm on the record of saying that. I'm not backing down from that. People are like, oh, they lost 5 in a row. They're 7-6. Yes. They also have faced the most difficult schedule in the NBA. And guess who has the easiest schedule in the NBA remaining? That's right. Your Chicago Bulls. Glad you set me up for that, Clay. Because I'll always get off the Bulls talk. Yeah, like at any point, because I study the basketball. I understand it. This is a time now, though, for the people out there. Callers 6 and 7 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Spiegel & Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th. On the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Forte will also host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Clay, our time here, at least alone, is up. Is that okay with you if we welcome other people to the party?
Yeah, let's do it.
Up next, it's Transition with Spiegel and Holmes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.